And we'll talk girls golf here. They've had a pretty busy season already. They've been busy this week, couple of golf tournaments here, and they will be continuing their slate here the next week or so. We have another couple of newcomers here to the show this evening, and it's Christina Selfridge, right?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And, well, I guess, what grade are you, I should ask?
I'm a sophomore in high school.
All right. And this is your first year out for golf?
Second year.
Okay. How's the golf season been for you so far?
Good so far.
All right. And how many meets have you been to?
I have been to, tomorrow would be my third meet.
Okay. And where are you headed tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're headed to Colby.
All right. And second time around for golf, how's it been maybe compared to your freshman year?
I'm doing a lot better than what I was doing freshman year. My drives have been way better than last year.
All right. And did you work a little bit on that before you came into practice this year?
Yes, I did.
All right. And what's your favorite part of golf?
My favorite part of golf is seeing all the new freshmen come in and seeing how they'll do their first year.
All right. What's been your best tournament so far?
My best tournament was Monday's tournament.
All right. And that was up at Oakley?
Yes, it was.
All right. How do you battle maybe the elements? It's been pretty warm this year. What are some things you do to kind of combat that and try to stay focused?
I try to usually stay warm, stay moving, and yeah.
All right. What's the goal you have as you move forward through the rest of this year?
Just to get better.
All right. Hopefully things work out for you, and glad you're enjoying it. Christina, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Christina Selfridge joining us here and from Scott City Ace Hardware here on Mix 94.5. And now we have freshman Ella Frank joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And how's your first year of golf been?
It's going pretty good.
That's good. What made you decide to come out for golf?
It just seemed like something different, something fun.
All right. Yeah. That's good. And you've had a pretty fun year. And how many meets have you been to?
Tomorrow will also be my third.
Okay. And how do you feel like that the tournaments have been that the first couple you've been to?
They've been pretty good for my first couple meets.
All right. And what are some things maybe you've improved from meet one to meet two? What are some things that you did improve on?
My driving is starting to get better, and my putting is also getting better.
So how close are you to hole in one, maybe?
Not very close. Not,
are you getting closer, though?
Closer.
All right. Well, you never know. I mean, but you may get mad about the last hole and just drive the heck out of the ball there and get close. But what are some things that you've continued to work on that you've really would like to improve to take it to the next step?
Definitely my driving. I've just been really working on that to get it better, and also my putting, yeah.
All right. Are you going to be competing up at Colby tomorrow then? Or?
Yes,
I am. All right. Do you have kind of an ideal score or how you'd like to play?
Just do better than my last tournament and just keep staying consistent.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you there. And, you know, just, how fun is it to being out there on the course?
It's fun. But I wish I could talk more.
Yeah, that's kind of tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to the other competitors because you never know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job so far there, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Ella Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we get to get Coach Michelle Leitner here on the headset next here, and they've had a pretty busy week here. I believe she's been in a couple of golf meets here, and we'll let her get situated here. Well, Coach, it's Wednesday. You've had two meets this week. Is it weird not being at a golf course right now?
Well, no, it's Wednesday. I have to be here. Where else would I be?
All right. Well, you never know.
Last one, you know, saving the best for last is what you tell me.
That's right.
I tell everybody that. Okay.
We'll just, keep that as a secret. No. You've had a pretty busy run here yesterday. Yeah. You took your kids to Ulysses. You've taken them to Cimarron. You've had some at Oakley. And then yesterday, Ulysses. How's things been for you guys?
Well, we're staying pretty consistent as far as, I think we were fourth place again. And it's kind of where we're running. Mm-hmm. So
it's almost like a kind of a league tour in a way. I see a lot of the same teams. But is that kind of something that's also kind of good to see as well, because you can kind of gauge how you compete at match by match or tournament by tournament.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, you get to see the same people and see, you know, sometimes it helps just to watch the other girls that are shooting in the 40s and how they swing and just take notes.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday you were led there by your senior Shelby Glisby and then also Emma Wheeler. They both were right there tied for 15th. And, you know, that's kind of been right there. They've been right in that consistency all year.
Yep. Right about there. And the others who were playing are pretty consistent with their 120s. And so
you feel like that they're starting to kind of make some strides, though, taking a couple of shots off here and there?
I think so. Like, the putting on a lot of them is improving. And, you know, really, sometimes that's the biggest part of the game, because you go to a different golf course and the greens are not even close to what we are used to.
And how were the – I know it's been such a dry year, but how were the conditions there at Ulysses yesterday? It was rough. Hey, but you didn't find any snakes there, right?
I didn't, thankfully.
Okay, good.
You know, it's been dry, so it's been pretty rough on a lot of the courses. So Ulysses was no different, really. It was spots in the greens that were just gone because of the heat.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. But like you said, yeah, they've done a good job of taking care of our course here. And you'll be here next Thursday, I think, for your own tournament.
Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah, we have a JV tournament on Tuesday. So Monday we'll go to Colby for the varsity. Tomorrow's the JV varsity or JV tournament for Colby. We'll do varsity Monday, then Tuesday JV here, and then Thursday varsity here. And then the next week we'll have a JV tournament and a varsity tournament, I believe, in Syracuse.
Okay. Is it amazing how fast the season's going, though?
It's always a whirlwind. And I think every year I'm like, okay, these are the things I'm going to do different. And then, like, I don't have a chance.
Yeah.
It's over.
It goes way too fast. But you kind of like at the point to this time of the year where you kind of maybe if you see your players there, that they'd rather just be in competitive stages there to meets rather than maybe practice? Or
yeah, I think by the time, you know, like, we put all these meets under us, they're just pretty done for the week. And so they'd rather just do the meets, I feel, and then, you know, there's some things they want to work on at practice. And so I guess there's good times they have a little bit of break there.
Yeah, you got your six with varsity. How close are you? Maybe your five, six, seven, eight players?
They are so close. We've got three. We have three that could potentially like upset, you know, the whole six.
That's got to be kind of. You got to love that as a coach, though.
I do, and like, I would like to see a little more competitiveness in them.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out there. You mentioned you take your JV to Colby, and then you're headed back there on Monday for the varsity, and just a fast season already.
Yeah, it's it's almost October, and once we hit there, then it's pretty much
the real
postseason.
The real pumpkin spice season,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Lady Beaver Golf Team off to a good start here this year, continuing quickly through their season. Coach, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thank you.